like a snake calling on a phone. I've got no time to be alone. Someone coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
You are listening to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. This is a little show that you can find anytime you want online. There's a blog called ozstrandedradio.com where we put up our podcasts each week and all of our archived interviews. Now, this week we have a brand new interview I just recorded this afternoon with a Saskatoon, Saskatchewan-based artist named Dumb Angel. His real name is Sean Mason, and he goes by the name Dumb Angel. He has, I think, about four albums out under his name, the most recent of which is a very fine, very sophisticated sounding record called Broken Glass, which came out just this last April on Clamour Records. And I've recorded a three-part interview with Sean, and we're going to get into that in roughly 15 or 20 minutes' time. But before that, we always start with older Australian music, and I guess I'm doing a little bit of a time shift here, because if you keep listening, you'll hear, Sean speaks a little bit about some of the Australian music he knows, and he mentions a couple of bands, and I figured, why don't I just play those bands straight up first of all. They're all classics, all well known: Midnight Oil, Radio Birdman, and Australian Crawl. So let's play one song apiece from these classic Australian bands. Midnight Oil, I mean, so many songs to pick. I've picked an album today from 1981 called Place Without a Postcard. And we'll play the lead-off track, Don't Want to Be the One. And then a Radio Birdman song. I'm actually going to play a Lesser Known song off their Reformation album called Zeno Beach. Of course, Radio's Appear is the absolute classic from the 70s with Aloha Stephen Dano and New Race and other songs. But they put out a very good quality album called Zeno Beach in 2006. So I'm going to play for you a track from that. And then an old song from Australian Crawl. Then we'll get into this interview with Sean Mason, a.k.a. Dumb Angel, from the city of Saskatoon. So you're on Stranded. Let's kick it off with Midnight Oil.
With the brick wall view, I can't believe the perfect family's on my color TV. If I don't make it to the top, it'll never bother me. And I don't wanna be the one. 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 I'm an innocent bystander, caught in the path, waving at the bat while the corporate attack assaults the senses with relentless scenes of passion and delight. I count up all the options and went running for my life.
And I don't wanna be the one. And I don't wanna be the one. And I don't wanna be the one, wanna be the one. And I don't wanna be the one, wanna be the one.
Thank you.
Canada's darkest chapters, the residential school system. Celebrated playwright Drew Hayden Taylor's black humor illuminates this heartbreaking story of a Cree woman who cannot escape her past, on from May 20th to 30th. See firehallartcenter.ca for details.
Okay, we're back here on Strand, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. So, three classic Australian bands there to start the show. Midnight Oil, of course, the unmistakable sounds of that amazing politically charged band. We had a song called Don't Want to Be the One, the lead-off track to the 1981 record, Place Without a Postcard. After that was Radio Birdman with a crushing song from the Zeno Beach record, which was their later period Reformation album. Little known, but a very strong record. Just incredible guitar there from Dennis Tech and impassioned vocals from Rob Younger. And finally, that song. Now, this is curious. So that was Australian Crawl, a band from the 80s. Now, were you listening closely to that song? Did something remind you? Did that song remind you of another song? Well, you're not crazy if you think it did, because I've mentioned this on the show before, but there's a plagiarism rumor that's been around for a long, long time. And have a look at that song, actually. Go to YouTube and type it in. It's called Unpublished Critics by Australian Crawl. A lot of people have commented on there about the familiarity or the sound sounding very much like Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. The entire song, the whole structure, the tune, the melody, the guitar solo, everything sounds very, very similar. Now, this song came out a number of years before Sweet Child of Mine. So Slash has a lot of explaining to do. And this has always been under the radar. Someone mentioned this to me off the cuff, and only one person, a very much a music lover, told me about it. And I'd never heard anyone else mention it until just this week, because a Guardian, a newspaper article has been, this is online, anyone can see it now, that James Rain, who wrote the original song, has actually commented. And he's said that it's not inconceivable that there are distinct similarities between these two songs. Now, he's pretty good-natured. I don't think he's going to be, you know, going to any lawyers. But, you know, really, have a listen again for yourself and see what you really think. A Sweet Child of Mine versus Australian Crawl Unpublished Critics. It sounds remarkably similar. I guess that Guns N' Roses song came out in 1988, and I think Unpublished Critics came out in 85 or something, so a few years earlier. Anyway, interesting stuff. So I mention it because it's just come out, you know, more publicly just this week. And again, I played those three bands because actually our guest, who we're just about to hear from right now, you'll hear later in the interview, he mentions these three bands as three bands from Australia that he knew about. So I thought we'd start the show with playing some tracks from them. So it's time now to get into our special guests this week. So Dumb Angel is a musical project from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Prairie Province. The name of the project is Dumb Angel, and the chief songwriter is named Sean Mason, and I had a great chat with him this afternoon. So I've broken the interview up into three parts. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to first up play for you an older song from Dumb Angel. He has a brand new album out called Broken Glass. So we're going to play three songs from that in the next half hour or so. But we're going to start off with a song called Victoria from his record, Eight Moments of Spring. And then we're going to play the three-part interview interspersed with some Dumb Angel tracks and also some recommendations from the great hotbed that is Saskatchewan and Saskatoon specifically. Sean has recommended some great artists, so that's something to look forward to. So let's get into this track. This is Dumb Angel, a song called Victoria from his 2012 record, Eight Moments of Spring.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's a song there from Dumb Angel from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, featuring Sean Mason. It's from his album, 8 Moments of Spring. And we've got plenty more Dumb Angel music to come, including 3 songs from his brand new album, Broken Glass. But not before we kick off the interview that I recorded this afternoon with Sean. We've got it in 3 parts, so let's kick it off. This is Interview with Sean Mason, Dumb Angel. Oh, we're not getting any audio there. We'll be right back. I'll see what happens. Together in the setting sun, the sun. Okay, we've finally got the audio. There, we had a little glitch here. So in the background there, you've been hearing music from Dumb Angel from Saskatoon. Apologies for the delay. I finally worked out the glitch. So now we're going to get into part one of a three-part interview with Sean Mason, a.k.a. Dumb Angel. Just bear with me one more moment. Okay, so we're here on the strand of the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show on this week's special guest. Named Sean Mason, goes by the musical name Dumb Angel. Sean is talking to us down the line from Saskatchewan. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. I know that you just got off from a work day, so thanks for finding time. And it's I love these connections that happened. Matt Letty of the Eternal Husbands suggested you, a great Canadian band, the Eternal Husbands. And
yeah.
And you've come up on his radar. I'm wondering, maybe we'll start there. What is your connection with the Eternal Husbands and Clamour Records?
Well, I met Matt in Montreal, actually. He worked at my grocery store that I was at every day in Montreal. So he spoke English. A friendly guy. I spoke English, so, you know, kind of automatically make that connection. It kind of went from there. Very small beginnings, and then, you know, both find out that we're in bands. He was recently transplanted to Montreal from Edmonton with his band previous to the Eternal Husbands, the City Streets, who also included Rick Reed, who he's in with Eternal Husbands now. So, yeah, it's kind of now, you know, like Matt's still in Montreal. I'm back in Saskatoon. Rick's back in Edmonton. Their drummer is still in Montreal. So we kind of connected, and then we went our separate ways. But we're still always in touch. We're still playing shows. So we had a bond in Montreal, you know, as Anglophone musicians in Montreal, outsiders, I guess, in a sense.
That makes sense, yeah. Like, yeah, supportive community. And Canada is still kind of small when you think about it. It's big geographically, but still musicians get to know each other across the country.
Yeah. Well,
so what period of your life was that? You'd already established yourself as Dumb Angel in Saskatoon, and you took a year or so out to try Montreal, or...?
Actually, well, you know, I didn't go there for music per se, like a lot of us do. I went for school, and you know, I'm always working on my music, so that just continued after I made my move, and you know, it keeps evolving wherever you go. So, you know, it kind of turned into something while I was out there. I kept writing. I met Matt and Mark from the city streets, now Eternal Husbands, they backed me up as, you know, they were my band, and we ended up recording an album out there. They recorded a bunch of stuff as well. You know, I think being like Western Canadian musicians in Montreal kind of drew us together. You know, it's one thing to be a Canadian musician in Montreal from an Anglophone musician from like Ontario, you know, or Halifax, but to be from Western Canada it's a little different, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I've found that provinces seem like different countries here, really. There's so much variety
I agree totally.
Okay, so that's Sean Mason of Dumb Angel, a project from Saskatchewan, Saskatoon to be precise. We have two more parts of the interview. Let's play an Eternal Husbands track. So there you heard this, Sean talk about a mutual connection that he made in Montreal. And they're a great band. We'll be interviewing Eternal Husbands in a couple of weeks, actually. Let's play a track from Matt and Rick of Eternal Husbands called Exiles.
Yeah. Métis in Space, live from the UBC Longhouse.
May 19th, 1 to 4 p.m. Join us for a special live taping of the podcast
Métis in Space
in the UBC Longhouse on unceded Musqueam territory. Admission is free and light refreshments will be provided. This May 19th, 1 to 4 p.m. And thank you to this event's sponsors, the First Nations and Indigenous Studies Program, the Vancouver Indigenous Media Arts Festival, and CITR.
Okay, so this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show, and you heard there a track from The Eternal Husbands, as recommended by our today's special guest, Sean Mason, who is Dumb Angel from Saskatoon. So Eternal Husbands, a great band, great Canadian band, and this is you're just about to hear part two of my interview with Dumb Angel, and we'll be hearing some more Dumb Angel tracks and some more recommendations from the Saskatoon music scene in particular. So here we go. This is part two of the interview that I recorded this afternoon when Sean, a.k.a. Dumb Angel, called through down the line just after he got off from work in Saskatoon. Let's take it right back then to the origins of the project Dumb Angel. How has it evolved over the years? I guess you started out as a guy with a guitar, a solo folk artist, and it's evolved into something grander now?
Yeah, more or less. We've gone through so many incarnations since the start. But yeah, essentially it started as kind of a solo thing. Yeah, it was kind of a reaction to the music I was playing before, like really heavy space rock kind of stuff. Like I was playing guitar and in a band with a bunch of young 20-somethings, you know, lots of moodiness, lots of ego. So I was like, you know, I want to try something a little less heavy and a little less group oriented. So that's where that came out of.
I've seen you described on one blog at least as cosmic folk rock. Would you think that is an accurate description of your music at the moment?
Yeah, you know, it's folk is a stretch. So, but it, genres are so hard. So, you know, it's kind of like folk, but just like trying to take it out a little further. You know, stretch the boundaries. But, you know, I don't know if it does me any favors because the folk crowd, they don't like me because I'm not rootsy enough. And then, you know, it's like, is it indie? I don't know, people. It's tough. So I think, yeah, the cosmic folk rock thing works because it's kind of like three or four genres thrown into one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful atmospheric music. The album that we're going to be playing tracks off today is your latest one called Broken Glass on Clamor Records. And this is your fourth record, that's correct?
Yeah, you could loosely my fourth record, yep.
Okay, and produced by a gentleman named J.S. Kardash of the Deep Dark Woods. That's a band that's been recommended to me by a friend from Regina. Yeah, what's your connection there with S.J. Kardash?
So, well, actually, S.J. has produced the Deep Dark Woods.
Ah.
He's not in them, but actually, strange, funny thing, the drummer from Deep Dark Woods plays on the album, but he actually plays pedal steel. Luke Getz. So there we have a couple of Deep Dark Woods connections. SJ's a really gifted musician in his own right, and obviously also a producer, engineer.
So let's play a quick track from the Deep Dark Woods as recommended by Sean Mason, aka Dumb Angel.
If I had the power to turn back time, I'd go to the days when you were mine. If I had a dollar for every song, I wouldn't be dragging these blues along. So come on, sugar mama, take a chance with me. I'm a lot older than I used to be. This hard luck life has got me down. These blues are driving me out of town.
So take me back to the windy coast, back to the place that I love the most. I got no one here to call my own in the wintertime to feel the feel the snow. So come on, sugar mama, take a chance with me. I'm a lot older than I used to be. This hard luck life has got me down. These blues are driving me out of town. I was born to ramble and born to roam, born to leave my father's home. Something unpleasant is about to occur. I could leave you alone, but that's what you prefer. Mama, take a chance with me. I'm a lot older than I used to be. This hard luck life has gotten me down. These blues are driving me out of town. So come on, sugar mama, take a chance with me. I'm a lot older than I used to be. This hard luck life has gotten me down. These blues are driving me out of town.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay, so that's a track as recommended by our today's special guest, Sean Mason, a.k.a. Dumb Angel from Saskatoon. And there's a legendary Saskatoon band right there called the Deep Dark Woods. That was a track called Sugar Mama, and I just streamed that from their SoundCloud page. And we have more Dumb Angel music coming up soon from his brand new album called Broken Glass. It's out on Clamour Records. But first up, let's get into the third and final part of the interview where we talk a little bit about Australian music at one point here. What else can you tell us about life in Saskatoon as a musician? It's a wonderful city, especially in the summer. I've spent time there, and I've never spent time in the musical community, but how have you found that the city has informed what you do and given you encouragement?
It's always been a very supportive community. There's been a lot of discussion about why it's so supportive, you know, over the last, so since I started being involved here. I think it's the isolation. We're kind of, you know, we're in the middle of nowhere. We're an island, so we really have no choice but to be supportive. But at the, you know, there's also not much of a music industry to speak of. So, you know, that competitive thing that you see in bigger cities, it just doesn't really make sense here. But at the same time, I see things changing. You know, I see things changing for better and for worse, you know, like things are getting a little more competitive, but like by the same token, the industry here is growing, and so it's exciting.
What other Saskatoon bands or artists would you recommend?
Well, like you mentioned before, the Deep Dark Woods they're awesome there, but you know they're a very successful band, so they're pretty widely known. Like in Canada, definitely quite well known throughout the rest of the world as well. Like as far as a Saskatoon band goes, like so successful, so good at what they do. There's so much happening here. Shooting Guns, one of my favorite bands here, also good friends of mine. They were nominated for a Juno for I think Heavy Rock Album of the Year this year. Yeah, a lot of bands here are getting crazy attention lately.
So not just the Sheepdogs, a lot more.
No, there's a lot more to it. Yeah. Powder Blue, They're now known as the Radiation Flowers. They had to change their name. MOAS are another amazing band, M-O-A-S. Ride Till Dawn. The list just goes on and on. There's a ton of great bands here. And, you know, everybody's putting in a little more legwork to get heard. I think, obviously, the internet helps, but a lot of us are touring more now than ever. A lot of us are getting out to Europe. You know, they treat you better out in Europe.
Yeah.
So if you can get out there, then you're set.
I often ask this of guests here because I never know what they might say. Or, like, do you have any knowledge of Australian music or any bands that you recall from there or anything about Australian culture that you know about?
Actually, I was just reading about a band the other day, and I think they're from the 80s. Are they called Australian Crawl?
Yes. Oh, did you read about the Sweet Child of Mine controversy?
Yeah. I'd never heard that one before. And I think the article was like a Guardian article. So, yeah, I listened to that song and made the comparison.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Myself, a couple, like maybe 3 or 4 years ago, someone told me and no one else had mentioned it. And I was blown away. I thought, this is criminal. So this is the first time this has really become kind of more public. So we'll see what happens.
Oh. Wow. So they were like a huge band in Australia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were in the 80s. But I guess that song, I mean, I don't think it was a single. I think that's why, you know, it's a little bit more obscure. So... I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll see.
What else? There is Radio Birdman from Australia?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. They're one of the greats. Totally. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Midnight Oil.
Well, here's another question I had. The origin of your name, Dumb Angel, is there any story there?
I think at the time I was going through a huge Beach Boys phase, and... you know, I'm like a music trivia nerd. I think it turns out that it was one of like the alternate names for an album for their Smile album, which hadn't come out at the time. And you know, I liked the imagery of that name, so I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay,
let's do that. Yeah. Well,
that makes sense because I know very little about the Beach Boys, but I did find online that there's a biography of Brian Wilson called Dumb Angel, The Life and Music of Brian Wilson. So now I understand.
Yeah, right. Well, actually, you know, it's Dennis Wilson, and that was kind of like Brian would call Dennis his Dumb Angel.
I see.
Kind of his,
okay.
His name. Yeah.
Oh, fascinating. Well, yeah. It's been wonderful to be introduced to your music. And for folks, they can find Broken Glass, the LP, online at Bandcamp and also on iTunes. And also Sean's previous catalog is on there as well. And one other thing I've realized that you have some interesting T-shirts available. Are they still available as well?
Yeah, you can order those through our Bandcamp.
Designed by a local designer, I understand, in Saskatoon.
Yeah, amazing guy, amazing artist, Ben Henninger.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, he's kind of the resident rock, indie rock designer in Saskatoon.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the third and final part of the interview with Dumb Angel today from Saskatoon. And let's get it back into another track from his brand new album called Broken Glass. It's out on Clamour Records. And you can find his music at dumbangelmusic.bandcamp.com and also on iTunes. And it was a real pleasure to speak with Sean there. So here we go. Here's a track called Sometimes When I'm Alone from the Broken Glass album. And we'll play one of those other bands that Sean recommended from Saskatoon as well.
Thank you. off by the wind. When I call your eyes on that cold Montreal night, what will you look in?
territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthaskakuya, Talitin, Homasque Mustail.
All right, this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show, and there we go. That was a band from Saskatchewan called the Moas, M-O-A-S. Really great dream pop kind of shoegazy stuff there. You can find them at themoas.bandcamp.com. And before that was another track from Dumb Angel, today's special guest. We played one more track from his latest release, which is out right now, available on Bandcamp. And that release is called Broken Glass. So if you missed, if you just tuned in, you can catch the whole interview online. We'll have it up on SoundCloud and on the blog pretty soon. AusStrandedRadio.com is the blog for this show. So the interview was with Dumb Angel from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Okay, so we've got to get into the music. Let's play some Australian music now, actually. We haven't played any new Australian music yet. Now, this gentleman is passing through Vancouver. His name is Tom West. And I just got a press release just the other day, and I haven't had a chance to hear his music yet. But he's playing on May 22nd at the Railway Club. So let's try this track. It's called Easy, Love. Tom West playing at the Railway Club in Vancouver on the 22nd.
Inside an empty house, all easy love is true. There is an empty bed. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the chart?
We're the plane,
baby. At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Okay, so two quick tracks there from Australian acts that are going to pass through here, Vancouver, very soon. So first up was a singer-songwriter named Tom West. He's playing on May 22nd at the Railway Club. And apparently he quit his day job as a lawyer to travel the world to pursue a career in music. And his first release is called A Spark in the Dark. And it made waves in Australia pretty quickly, apparently. And it got him the chance to tour around the world. So he's going to be passing through here May 22nd at the Railway Club. And after that was Julia Y, a punchy little track there, an Australian band called Julia Y, who are passing through, playing Vancouver soon as well on a big bill, also at the Railway Club on Saturday, May 30th, with a whole bunch of other bands like Sex with Strangers, Mians, and Raccoon Eyes. So, yeah, Julia White will be, I think we'll try to get an interview with them before then. Now, back to Vancouver. So Ace Martins, a great band featuring actually the music director here at the station, Sarah Cordingley. She's the drummer. And Ace Martins are going to be playing a free show at the Lido, which is on Broadway, just near Fraser, next Tuesday night. That's pretty cool. I've never been there, but free entry is a great thing. And quality local band. So let's hear a track from Ace Martins from the Silent Days EP.
Thank you. out jogging today. Got as much chance to get in a shark cage. Not gonna shovel the driveway. So much snow, God must have wanted it that way. Couch potato, alright. I'm leading a super sweet life. Couch potato, I'll admit it. Made me a chorus, won't tell you where I hit it. Cardio, hell no. Really don't want to break a sweat, bro. Not gonna go down to the gym. Why mess with this perfection? Couch potato, alright. I'm leading a super sweet life. Couch potato, I'll admit it. Made me a Charlotte, won't tell you where I hit it. Not gonna do nothing today. Took too much Cool Ranch to look this way. And I got no groceries unless you count these hot and cheesies. Couch potato, alright. I'm leading a super sweet life. Couch potato, I'll admit it. Get me a corn chip, I'll double dip it. Couch potato, alright. I'm leading a super sweet life. Couch potato, I'll admit it. Give me a corn chip, I'll double dip it.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Sabbath with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
A sensational new show is coming to town. The Dusty Flowerpot Cabaret invite you all to attend the 1955 musical extravaganza, The Scarlet Queen of Mercy. This extraordinary theatrical event came from one spark of inspiration. What if our audience was cast as the extras in a B-movie musical? What's more, if you come dressed to the nines in the style of the times, you could be moved to the VIP section or pulled into the action on stage. This is a fully immersive, totally original, and completely unforgettable event. The Scarlet Queen of Mercy will be at the iconic Russian Hall at 600 Campbell Street in Strathcona. Shows run from May 14th to 17th, 21st to 24th, and a holdover possibility for May 28th to 31st. All shows are at 8 p.m.
Okay, so we're out of time. We have African Rhythms up right now. David Love Jones. And we're just about time for one more track. Well, actually, I should back announce those tracks. That track was B.A. Johnson with a quick little number called Couch Potato All Right. Before that was Other Jesus with a song called Couch. They are a Vancouver band. And another great Vancouver band before them, Ace Martins. And, of course, Ace Martins featuring Sarah Cordonley, the music director here at CITR. They're playing a free show at the Lido on Tuesday night, this coming Tuesday. The Lido is on Broadway, just near Fraser. Okay, we're out of time, so here's a track from Mint Records band Faith Healer called Again. Bye for now. This is Stranded, and you can catch us online at ausstrandedradio.com, where today's interview with Dumb Angel from Saskatoon will be up pretty soon. Bye-bye.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siam, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthas Yahuya, Talitin, Homasque Mustail.